Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man was arrested for intentionally crashing his car and then punching a driver, according to police, in Winter Haven. A man from Auburndale was arrested after police say yesterday he intentionally crashed into another vehicle, Tuesday, and then punched the driver in the face. The police said that Dustin Black, 21, attacked the victim, who was at fault for the minor crash that involved Black's girlfriend. Authorities said it was at an intersection. The victim made a U-turn, hit the girlfriend's vehicle on the driver's side. The victim then immediately stopped, backed up in an attempt to remove his vehicle from the other one. And at that point, Black, who was in the area when the crash occurred, stopped his truck next to the victim's vehicle, backed up, rammed into the passenger side. Then the victim got out and yelled that he was sorry. It was an accident. But then they said that apparently he had to throw his hands up because Black punched him in his face repeatedly before the girlfriend ran over to stop him. That's definitely not a way to handle an accident. I mean, it sounds like it was an accident. I hate it when you're trying to make a turn at a light and somebody does a U-turn into the same lane that you are. In Texas, it's allowed, but it's kind of hard to see that other person's blinker sometimes, and many times they just don't put it on. I can't tell you how many accidents I've seen because people just don't put... Indicators are for a reason. Ugh. I get mad over this stuff. Okay. Southwest Florida man caught in a stolen vehicle told police he didn't steal it. He just found it. Finders keepers, right? 22-year-old man from Lee County, Florida, was arrested last week. He was pulled over in a stolen vehicle. When police asked 22-year-old James Comer Jr. from Fort Myers about the Hyundai Santa Fe. Why can't I ever say the name of this stupid car? Hyundai Santa Fe. He said, no. I didn't take it. I found it, is what happened. I just found it. A woman had reported her Hyundai missing from her driveway the day after Christmas because she left it unlocked in her driveway with keys inside. Gosh, such a shocker that it was stolen. Not saying that justifies stealing, but don't be stupid. And they finally discovered the car. That's not how that works. You know what I mean? Like, you don't. How do you know that it didn't belong to anyone? Because right. If you're saying that you found it, you're indicating that it didn't belong to anybody.
In the grocery store parking lot, where'd you find it?
Yeah, in the grocery store parking lot near at a 7-Eleven. You know, just there with
found it.
All the personal belongings inside of it still. Just sitting there, right? That's not how any of this works. If you get out of your car and you leave it, even if you leave it your stuff in there stupidly, which you shouldn't, that doesn't mean that you're signaling to everyone, okay, guys, it's yours now. It's not really. Shockingly, the police did not believe him. And he was taken into custody, where we get this fine mugshot that Juan is displaying for you now in the simulcast. So there. Florida man intentionally drove car into the home of a person who wouldn't talk to him. This sounds like a Banshees of Inisherin plot. Nobody cut off any fingers, though. This Florida dude drove his car into the house of this other dude who would not talk to him. Fabian Campbell, age 40. He's being charged with criminal mischief. And apparently there's a charge for projecting a deadly missile into a home. Didn't know that. But it was in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, he got mad because this dude wasn't talking to him. So he just drove it right the heck into the car, right into the home. And it caused shockingly structural damage to the dwelling. I know, you were surprised that happened. Our partners for this portion of our program, Kel-Tec and the awesome PMR 30, which is a very, very awesome, reliable firearm made by the great company in Florida, Kel-Tec, headed up by George Kellgren. So PMR 30 is great for personal or home defense. It's super lightweight, 30 round, 22 Magnum. It's perfect for hiking, backpacking, camping. The CMR is, the carbine version of the PMR. It's like the big brother. The PMR 30 is great. I've used that when educating my kids or friends you don't regularly go and shoot, just to, you know, just to incorporate some good target acquisition and just some good grip, good stance, etc. Especially because if they're recoil shy, it's really, really great to go and do some range day plinking. But you have a high-vis fiber optic front and rear sights. You got great target acquisition, integrated accessory rail for mounting a light, 5-pound trigger. You got that option, like I said, to mount an optic to contribute to the accuracy. And the PMR-30 is the, if you're looking for a carbine, that's the PMR-30's big brother. And it takes the same 30-round 22 mag Magnum magazine with the ballistic advantage. Learn more about that PMR-30 at KeltecWeapons.com. You can also follow them on social media, KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. Can we talk about this weird Epstein list? Is it now? I want to clarify. The list is public information now with unredacted names. So a lot of this stuff was already out there, but the names were not made public. And now it is. So it's unredacted information from stuff that had been out there. And is anybody shocked about some of the stuff? I'm not saying that to downplay it at all. But like, for instance, Bill Clinton being a big old pervert. They said it was said that in the documentation that he liked him young. That's so nasty. Can I just I want to vomit. You know that phrase, I'm going to vomit a little in my mouth. I want to vomit a lot in everybody's mouth. It's so gross. So these the names that popped up, and what's his face? David Copperfield's name popped up. Now, not in conjunction with apparently using the services. He had asked a girl if she was aware that she and others were being used to procure more girls. So all these people who were linked to Epstein, this is all part of this defamation case brought against Ghislaine Maxwell by Virginia Roberts, who is or now Virginia Guffrey. And she said she was the one who made the claims against, Andrew, that prince over in Britain. And now you have Al Gore, Kevin Spacey, Stephen Hawking were included in evidence filings. They said DiCaprio was mentioned, Cate Blanchett, Cameron Diaz, I don't believe you, and Bruce Willis, I don't believe you, Naomi Campbell. They said none of them have been accused of any involvement with his crimes. He was a name dropper. So a lot of these also are names that have just been mentioned by like Guffrey when he would drop names, he would say something and she would remember the name. She did say that she was, Pritzker, the guy, governor of Illinois. Yeah. His brother, apparently, she said that she was forced to have romantical times with him. Yeah, and he's a big Democrat donor, all that stuff. So that's his name was one of the, there's two people whose names haven't been unmasked yet, haven't been released. And I think that there's some legal wrangling that's still going on with that. But they said at one point, in looking at all of this, and it's kind of wild, like Stephen Hawking, they said he was trying to reward one of his victim's friends if they could prove Guffrey's allegations false, including an allegation that Stephen Hawking, yes, that Stephen Hawking had participated in an underage orgy. Now, he was pictured on the pedo island in 2006, the island called Little St. James. He was pictured there before. But the email read, it was from Epstein to Maxwell, and said he was content for her to issue a reward to any of Guffrey's friends to counter her claims. And they had the Clinton dinner one. They had... That's just weird. Apparently, Michael Jackson's name was mentioned. They said that they met Michael Jackson at Epstein's home in Palm Beach, Florida. Nothing untoward happened. She did not offer him a massage. It's just weird. Like, all of this stuff is so gross. I feel like we all need a bleach bath after reading this stuff. And now here's why some of the names were mentioned. So here's a transcript, just to give you an example. So not every name that you hear means that they were literally like a customer of ill repute, right? These were people that Epstein would name drop to these girls, and he was a name dropper, obviously. But for instance, she was asked, she was like giving him a massage, and he would drop name drop Leonardo DiCaprio or Kate Blanchett or Bruce Willis, that kind of thing. That's why their names came up, was because she used them as either an example or this is, you know, this was something that, you know, he had just mentioned them kind of on the side. Tom Pritzker is the Pritzker guy. They said that their spokesperson said they continue to vehemently deny any allegations of impropriety, etc. But her deposition named a lot of these prominent figures, including Tom Pritzker, who's a billionaire U.S. businessman. J.B. Pritzker is his brother. J.B. Pritzker is, you know, governor of Illinois. Alan Dershowitz was mentioned. Let's see. There's a celebrity hairstylist. This guy I've never heard of was mentioned. And these other individuals now, they are accused of engaging in, you know, that kind of consumerism. I don't know how else you want to put it. She even named Bill Richardson, who was the late New Mexico governor. So, and obviously Al Gore was mentioned, and then Bill Clinton apparently. And they said there was the transcript that said that somebody had said, oh, yeah, Bill Clinton, yeah, he likes them young. It's so gross. I don't think anybody's surprised about that one. Not that it makes it any, I shouldn't have to say that, but it's weird. Now, Epstein's brother had apparently said that the Clintons, you know, there were a lot of perks that they enjoyed from the Epsteins, like, I guess, what, visiting properties and planes and all that stuff. But nobody's, with regard to this case, no one's yet been accused of the act, but it's really being highly insinuated that it happened. And Epstein's brother was like, well, if Jeffrey Epstein said all that he knew about Clinton and Trump, the election would have to be canceled. Now, Trump was mentioned, but not as a consumer. You know how I said that other people like name dropping and things like that. It's just really wild. But I think the Tom Pritzker thing, I was unaware of that one. But is there anything that stands out as a big bombshell to you, Kane, in this? I was reading through these names last
night. Yeah, I read through the names too. And nothing really that I'm not surprised to see any of these. There was a couple that I saw that I thought were like, wow, 137 times. Okay.
Ew. You look at Epstein and he just looks like he's skeezy. He and Maxwell, they just look skeezy. So I don't know what's going to, I mean, whatever. I know that there's a couple of other names. I guess they act like those are the big names that have to be released. So I don't know. But man alive, it is, it's gross. I'm just looking over some of that. When they released these documents, the website that hosted them crashed, obviously, because everybody wanted to see them. But yeah, they were released last night. Everyone was wondering. They're all the depositions that were taken in the case, and they have the quotes. Like the Clinton one, this was the testimony given by one of the victims. It sounds like, I mean, you can put two to two together. You it doesn't outright accuse him of impropriety, but it obviously speaks on a foundation of him having committed it. And I mean, it just, I don't know, it's just wild. And it also, it seems like a lot of people were aware of Epstein's character, just like a lot of people were aware of Harvey Weinstein's character. I mean, I've never worked in Hollywood. Never had an interest, despite what the left loves to say about conservative women. Not every one of them has ever been an actress or wants to be, people. I've heard people who are just kind of associated with that industry who apparently knew about all the stuff that Weinstein was involved in. And this seems to be very, very similar to that. A lot of people in the upper echelon of really leftist politics and business were well aware of who this guy was and what he was doing. So the fact that you had to get to this point just to get some of these names out suggests that there were a lot of people trying to cover their backsides. It makes me wonder, too, if a lot of the stuff that's being released, if it hasn't been really sanitized or reduced down as a way to sanitize it.
I did notice some redacted information on the original duck dump that could have been like HIPAA type stuff, where there was testimony of certain, like, someone's health situation.
Right.
That's about it as far as the redactions. I thought that I didn't see many, as many as I thought I'd see.
Yeah. So it's. And everybody was talking about Clinton perhaps being named already in this. I mean, that's not surprising. The guy had that portrait of Clinton in his New York place in that blue dress, which is weird also.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right. So first up, we're going to get to the Epstein list stuff. Don't think I didn't see it or forgot about it. I haven't. There's a lot here. Universal overtakes Disney as the highest grossing studio at the 2023 box office. I don't even know how, but they did. According to Variety, Universal, it's obviously easy to know why. It was because Oppenheimer that put Universal over the top. They said that they had 24 films, blah, 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 Super Mario Brothers, Oppenheimer, Megan, that's a little girl robot, collected almost $5 billion worldwide in ticket sales. And they said that it was the first time since 2015 that Disney was not the global box office leader. Firefighters battle a blaze at Dolphin star Tyreek Hill's home in Southwest Ranches. This is according to NBC Miami. The wide receiver was at practice. He wasn't home, but his home went up in flames. Heavy smoke coming out. They had aerial shots and everything. He arrived and he was hugging family members. I guess they got everybody out, but man alive, that was like crazy. They say, I don't care about the Kanye West headlines. I don't care. I would rather jump off my roof and permanently maim myself than ever have to talk about this dude, for real. Or the thirst trap conservative, quote unquote, influencers that rushed to kiss his butt. Plant-based sandwiches, salads, and pizza are not healthier than meat options. A completely obvious study has revealed. Yeah. I mean, you could eat vegetables and super healthy stuff every single day, and you could also hate life. You know, I mean, they said that researchers looked at 1,868 meals from 50 fast food chains across 5 countries. They said the vegan options, contain less protein. Really? You mean the meatless options didn't have as much protein as the protein options? They also said that they had more carbs and sugar in the vegan options. What? Really? It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. They actually did a study on this. What did they do? A study on how some living creatures on Earth, they breathe in the water. And some of us breathe out of the water. I mean, it's that... Yeah, I know what? I don't think people understand how this works. According to the Metro, it's a British paper, they said that apparently, I guess they do this every year, people are resetting their virginity on New Year's Day. Okay, that's not... Yeah, it's not how that works. You can't, like, reset. You know, if you were a big flaming... You know, hoe bag. You can't just be like, wait, new year, new me. It's not like that anymore. It's not how that works. It's just not. You don't get to go back. Okay. You don't get to go back. You know how you can prevent it, though, is keep your knees kissing, as my grandmother would say. Keep your knees kissing. Just think about it. If it doesn't make sense to you, just think. So they said that that's actually a thing where it trends. It's trending where people say that they are resetting. I mean, you can stop being promiscuous, but you can never just reset it and be like, okay, that's it. I'm just, it's no more. That's it. I'm all brand new. It doesn't work out. Yeah, it doesn't work out that way. And also, we told you about the Epstein list being revealed. Michael Jackson was mentioned, but that was it. Like, he was just mentioned. It's like a hodgepodge of weirdos and, like, names that you never thought would be in any way related. All mentioned. We're going to talk about that coming up.
We have an opportunity to get this right. And I know we'll get it right. And I trust you. I trust every single one of you. You know how to do this. You know Iowa starts it. You know that you correct it. You know that you continue to go. State of South Carolina brings it home. That's what we do.
That's Nikki Haley just, Was it yesterday? It was yesterday, I think. Yeah, that was her just yesterday talking to people in New Hampshire, because we have Iowa and just a couple, and then we got New Hampshire. I don't dislike Iowans. We've been kissing y'all's ass for like months now. I mean, and forgive the Portuguese, but there's no other way to put it. That's exactly what's happening. Welcome to the show. Second day of the new year. I don't do any of that new year, new me stuff. It's a new year, same old me, punch in the neck. So welcome to the show. Top of this first hour. We have Florida Governor Ron DeSantis coming on later in the program. We're going to talk to him. I'm just going to throw all this stuff at him and just let's see what he does. Let's be like, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? Here's this soundbite. What about this one? Just see what he does. I mean, yeah, I like it, but I also like, you know, to see how people react to stuff. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. But anyway, so that was Nikki Haley yesterday. I have friends in Iowa. Some of them, they're kind of all over the place. They like DeSantis. Some of them, there's a couple of them that like Trump. Nobody likes Nikki Haley. I have no Iowa friends that like Nikki Haley. Is that weird? I mean, I'm sure they like her personally. Like, they wouldn't, you know, throw a pickle at her if they saw her in a Burger King. But they just don't prefer her for this particular job. Anyway, so long story short, they were all, so this is what got me thinking about this. They're like, what do you mean fix that? What do you mean New Hampshire fix that? You mean we're going to get it wrong? And here's one thing that you don't do. So this is, let me explain to you the Iowa thing. If you're new here to... If you've never paid attention to the primaries, I'm going to be very straight with you because everybody else is an operative and they're a butt kisser. We do this thing where we pretend that the only state that exists in the union is Iowa. To hell with all of you, everybody else. If you're not in Iowa, then, you know, who are you? I mean, Texas don't care. Missouri don't care. They love Iowa. Then next, they love New Hampshire a little less. But they love New Hampshire. And then they love South Carolina. A little less than they love New Hampshire, but they love South Carolina. So we go through this span of time where we have politicians that spend an inordinate amount of time kissing butt. It's the butt-kissing competition. It's the delegate race is what it is. It's the chase for the delegates. That's what it's about. And so, you know, as a result of this, that's why you see so much about Iowa and why you hear so much about them and everybody talks to them. And oh my gosh, we love corn. All these politicians go up to Iowa, the state fair. We love corn. Oh my gosh, they love corn. And then that's what they do. All of them do this. They all do this. Democrats, Republicans alike. The operatives go up there. We love corn too. Like you get people from Palm Beach that go up there. I just love Iowa. I love all. And then they remember all their notes and then they just try to recite. It's just how it is. Now, Iowa people know this because they're not dumb, but they love it. They love it because it's the one time every 4 years, it's the time that everybody puts Iowans first, right? Everybody puts Iowans first. So they are the princess of this party. They are the homecoming queen. They get the crown, all of it. And I honestly think that Iowans, I think they take joy in watching so many of these politicians come out. Our favorite, Kane, is when they go to the Iowa State Fair, and it's always the meat on the stick.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that what it is? Yeah. It's the thing on the, it's the corn dog.
Right. Whatever fried.
Any meat on a stick, and there's always somebody who inartfully eats it every time. I feel like they have classes privately on how to not look like you could be photoshopped while eating meat on a stick. And so they all go up, and I really think that Iowans, secretly, they'll never tell you this, but I think they enjoy putting these candidates in this position. Okay, I feel like that's how that got started. Welcome to the Iowa State Fair. So you say you love Iowa? Have you had our... They wink at each other, meat on a stick, and then hand it over to the politician. I kind of feel like if you're going to get condescended to and everyone's going to act like you're the number one princess at the party for this certain period of time, then yeah, then go ahead. You get free reign to do that. So that's where we're at now.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.